Doing Time with Deputy Mike.
Hi, welcome back to Doing Time. I'm Deputy Mike, and I'm here with
Connor,
along with Mari, Manny, and Mrs. Cartella.
Hello, how are you?
Hi.
How's everybody doing today?
Doing good.
It's good to be here.
Yes, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Very well.
Interrogation time.
So this is actually a special one, so we're going to kind of change it up a little bit. Real fast, this for career day, and Mari and Manny, they're with cosmetology. So we want to go ahead and let's go with Mari. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and tell us about yourself real fast.
So my name's Amaria. I run track. I'm a Harding cheerleader. And I'm in cosmetology, obviously. It's a good program. Yeah.
And Manny?
I'm a Manny. I'm 17. I'm obviously in cosmetology. I'm a Hubbard junior. I work at Dunkin'. That's about it.
And Morgan.
Nice. Yeah, so I'm Mrs. Cortella. I've been at TCTC. This is my second year. And what I do is I'm the community engagement coordinator, so I work a lot with different community partners, and I help to organize this community night that we have upcoming. And I also do a lot of work with the partner schools, so go out and do a lot of recruiting and things like that at the home schools. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
That keeps you very busy.
It does. And there are definitely busier times than others. There's some really busy times every now and then, and this week's one of them.
This is. So,
the booking.
Moving along. So, Thursday from 6 to 8,
yep.
We have community night. Mm-hmm. You ladies will be doing...
Nail-a-thon,
which I'm coming to you again.
Mm-hmm.
I got my nails done last time, and she did a very nice job, I must say. Go ahead. I'm going to take turns, but tell us about the nail-a-thon.
Nail-a-thon, basically, you need 6 services to pass your state boards and to graduate. So you just manicures and pedicures on people. That's basically
yeah.
it.
That's basically. So, all right. For Thursday, though, like when people are coming in, how do they come in, like, just come in and get their nails and stuff done? Because you'll be here. They'll be here all
night,
too.
Yeah, but for
right?
Nail-a-thon, I think you guys do a lot of the organizing and scheduling of appointments in advance, right?
Yeah, they have to call in first. You can't. There's no walk-ins.
All right, there's no walk-ins.
Yeah.
So, how do they get a hold of us? Just through the school?
Yeah.
You'd have to call either the school or Miss Cornish. Yeah. Most of the people come in our family, so they just run it through us, and we just write up them their names down in the appointment book. And
do you guys know if there's any available appointments for Thursday? Or most
people?
There's a few? Okay,
there's
good.
There's a few, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Right, so it's not too late. People can still register and book an appointment. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm doing it.
Yeah,
can't wait to have you.
Except
can't
I want to wax on my...
The paraffin wax, yeah.
Yes. We didn't get that last time. And my hands are always nice and soft. It's, you know, that massage feels good
on
my arm.
Think cosmetology is also doing that. I think hand and arm massages as well. So they'll have both things going. I think that's walk-in. So I think people can walk in that evening and get hand and arm massages the way I understand it. But nail-a-thon is scheduled.
Yes.
Well, I'm doing the nail-a-thon, so I'll be in the morning again. So
now is nail-a-thon all day? It's even before community night, throughout the day and through the evening. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
So you guys will be here from 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Anything else you want to tell us about? I mean, like the pedicures, then.
It's a very fun experience, and we have a lot of openings. So if anybody would like to come,
how long would you guys say the appointments take?
A manicure is 1 hour, a pedicure is 1 hour.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Awesome.
So?
I want to squeze myself in. Yeah.
I'm telling
you. Come in the morning.
Yeah, maybe I will. Hopefully I don't damage anything, though, as the day goes on setting up for community night. But I like the sound of it.
And do you know what? I'll tell you what. She did the... I was showing everybody my fingernails.
Showing them off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were, like, soft. It was kind of cool, actually.
Nice.
It was. So you did an awesome job.
Thank you.
You did, I would say. Let's talk about some of the events we got going.
Yeah, we got a lot of things going on. So this is technically going to be our first ever community night. Now, before I started, like I said, I've only been here 2 years. In 2020, we were planning a community night. We got all the advertising and everything out ready to go, and that was like the week the schools kind of switched to, you know, remote due to COVID. So this is technically our first ever. But we have a lot of stuff going on. We have over 40 community partners joining us, so we have a lot of different folks coming out. We've got people from military, college recruiters, different community service providers. We've got food trucks, so we've got a lot going on.
We have stuff set up for little ones. We have a bounce house.
All age groups, and that's something we're really trying to make sure people understand is this is designed for all age groups, young ones, the bounce house. We've got Dunk the Deputy.
Dunk the Deputy, everybody. That's right.
There you are.
I am doing the Dunk the Deputy. You can come throw balls at me from... Where am I? 7 to 8.
7 to 8.
I'll be there.
You know where the car wash is? You know where the first classroom, if you're going in the back hall, what is that, D?
Yeah, the D wing.
You go down the stairs and it's right to your, the first one to your right. You go right in there. I'll be right there.
We're keeping them indoors in case it's too cold.
We'll see. Yes. We'll come down.
We'll run warm water.
Yes, they have warm water.
We will warm water ruins the fun.
Yeah, well, yeah, not for me, it doesn't.
We've got the Dunk the Deputy. We've got a kid's mega bounce, so a bounce house we're going to have. Awesome. There's a lot of activities like rock painting, friendship bracelets. I think we're doing paracord bracelet making, so a lot of different stations. Story time.
The rock thing, is that where you like paint the rock and then go hide it somewhere for people to find it?
I don't know if hiding's a part of it. I've done some rock painting with my kids, but we never hid them. We should hide them because I have them sitting all out still. I don't know where to put them, but that makes sense.
Well, you know, I don't know what that was, but I found a couple of those rocks if you, you know, find me and then, I don't know, I moved it on, but.
Nice, yeah. Maybe they will hide them.
I don't know. I don't even remember that. What was that all about? I don't even remember.
What you did it with?
Yeah. Yeah, I just, there was rocks everywhere that somebody painted.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So we've got that going on. That's something Education and Family Services is leading. But, a ton of different things for kids. We've got a bunch of different activities for adults as well. And just a lot of community service providers. So just a way for people in the community to understand some of the services and, different resources available to them in the area. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it.
Good. We got food trucks.
Food trucks, yeah. We've got Kona Ice coming. We've got Little Red Food Truck, Fat Pappies, and we've got Majavics that are all going to be here. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I like Kona Ice.
Yep. We're going to put that close to the kids' space, too. So, by the bounce house,
we have a couple in the back.
Yeah, a lot of stuff in the back. We're going to have the horses out as well. So there's going to be pony rides, and the horses are going to do some performances. Nice. And then veterinary science is going to have the lab open, so some small animals that students and any visitor can come check out. So we have a lot of stuff in the back and on the side of the building right when you come down Educational Highway, like the bounce house and things like that are set up.
And we're planning on... What was it? We're filling. I'm trying to remember all this.
Yeah, parking.
The parking. The
logistics. There's a lot.
I believe we're filling up the back lot first.
I think so, yep.
And then we're moving to the teacher's lot.
Yep. And then if that fills,
we're going to move.
We're going to shuttle folks from Kent. Yeah, exactly.
So if you're listening to this, you're coming and everything's filled up, we will be shuttling.
Yeah. I think the last shuttle call is going to be 7:45. So yeah, if parking fills up, we're going to shuttle from Kent down. So.
Okay. Trying to think what else we got.
It's going to be interesting to see what the turnout looks like. You know, we had a really great turnout for, you know, Trunk or Treat back in October. And so we did even a little bit more advertising for this one. So.
Well, I've watched it on the morning news, watching the news every morning, and I've seen it throughout
the commercial a couple times.
Yeah, throughout the evening.
Nice.
And I've shared it 100 times on my own Facebook.
Well, thank you for helping to promote it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, we've got TV commercials, radio commercials. We've done a bunch of social media postings and things like that. So hopefully it'll be a good turnout and good weather. Fingers crossed for good weather.
And hopefully people are listening to this.
Yes, absolutely. We'll get this out there.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure your family's
listening. I'll tweet this. Everybody's in here.
I'm going to post it on my Snapchat.
All right, there you go. Get it out there, ladies. Anything else anyone wants to talk
about? We're very excited.
Very excited.
For you guys to come in. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yep.
When's the first appointment start for you guys?
I think 8:30
until 10:30, and then we go to our academics, and then two.
And then you'll start back up for the two to seven. Perfect.
Yeah. See, that's when I go in about 8:30.
You get in early.
Yeah.
So you're good to go all day with those nails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soft hands. Go ahead.
That's embarrassing.
So, ladies, let's hear about that funny or embarrassing moment.
There's been so many. I don't even know which one to pick.
I guess I'll go. So, like, at practice, I think this was a couple months ago. Like, I haven't hurdled in a long time, and it was, like, one of the first practices. And we were going, like, we call them run-throughs.
Yeah.
And I fell and scraped my knee. Everybody was laughing. But it happens to everybody at least once. If it doesn't, then, like, you're not a real hurdler.
First off, I think it's very brave to run hurdles. I mean, really. I mean, you're running full blast trying to jump over stuff without falling on your face.
Yeah.
So, you know, it takes a special person to be able to do that. So
I honestly don't know how people can do hurdles.
I don't think my legs are long enough. I don't think I physically.
Yeah.
I'd be crashing through all those hurdles, even when I was young, and I was very mobile. But hurdles was not my thing.
Oh my god! Freshman year, it was like my third day, and I tumbled down the stairs. It was like three flights of stairs.
Oh my god! How'd you fall down three flights? of stairs?
We were like messing around. We weren't like being good in the hallways. And, like, me and my friend, we both just, like, tumbled down the stairs in front of everybody.
Did you get hurt?
I mean, sore, like a bruise.
Thank God you didn't break nothing.
Yeah, it was fine. It was funny, though.
It was funny
looking back at it.
Well, it definitely would be embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
Very embarrassing.
Very, yeah.
So, do you
piggyback off that. My excuse isn't hurdles. Mine's usually heels. But, every now and then I get that slip, and I'm like, oh, no, did somebody see that? But it does. It happens to everybody. But every time, I'm totally embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I don't know how you guys walk in heels. I really don't.
I've done it so much, I feel like I almost walk better in them than when I put my flats on or tennis shoes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You
get used to it, yeah.
It's a sport.
Mm-hmm.
It is, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you guys wear them a lot?
Yeah.
And I feel like once you're used to them, you're used to them. But
it's like, to me, your foot just feels like, it looks like it's all crunched in at the toes. Then you're like up like this.
But then you have the squared heels.
Uh-huh.
That are like, so you're not really like squished. I don't know.
Once you put them on, they're easy. Like, I don't get how it's like a stigma against it. Like, it's not.
I don't know. I see a lot of wobbly. I watched some of the girls walk through here and they're, their legs look like little rubber bands.
I don't know why you would wear them to school. But
it's like, I've seen it. They're like,
practicing, I guess.
One wrong move and then your ankle's gone.
Oh, yeah. That's what I think, Snap.
I'm not even 5 foot tall, so that's why I wear them. So people think I could do a hurdle. You know, like, oh, she's tall enough.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you know what? That's like, I don't know, you know, like, I remember like patrolling one night, it was black ice, and I stepped out. I went to a wreck, stepped out of my cruiser. And went,
yeah,
and that to me is like wearing high heels, like goodbye,
sliding away.
All right, shout out.
It's shout out time.
So, any shout outs? Shout out to whoever you want.
Shout out Miss Cornich, best cosmetology teacher.
Yep. Shout out Miss Stoykov. That's my favorite teacher.
Yeah, she is a good teacher. I like her a
lot. And Miss Hott.
Mr. Pate.
Mr. Pate, too, yeah.
All their teachers. They're good teachers.
Yeah, they're all good teachers.
Anybody else? I mean, you're not limited to your shout-outs.
Shout out my mom. If you hear this, I love you.
See, that's sweet.
That is nice.
That is. That is. And she's turning red.
That just went away.
Yeah, it just did go away, too. You got any more shout-outs? That's it?
That's it. Yeah.
You know, in light of community night this week, I would shout out to all the staff that are volunteering. We have a ton of volunteers. I think we have over 80, almost 90 staff volunteers. The community partners, you know, 40, more than 40 turned out and are willing to support us. That's awesome. So I'm just looking forward to a great event. And we couldn't do it without everybody else's support. I mean, all these volunteers and participating organizations are what's going to make this happen. So that's my shout out.
That's a lot.
To everybody on that list. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is. And honestly, one thing I wanted to mention earlier, if anyone's listening to this and they want to know more about the night and who's all participating, all these folks that I mentioned, visit tctchome.com. We have a page right off the homepage with more information, and all of the community partners and things like that are listed on there. So more info can be found.
Cool. Got any shout outs?
No, not really.
No? You don't want to tell your mom, dad, or friends, teachers?
No, not really.
Connor's got nothing. You know what? I'm gonna give a shout out to all my friends down in Zanesville, to everybody down there, Eric, Brian, everybody, Brett.
Are you from there?
I'm actually from the west side of Warren originally.
Okay.
And then, you know, ended up down there for quite a few years, and I'm back. Here I am. But anyways, to everybody in Zville, there's your shout out. And that's about it. We'll wrap us up.
Yep.
You got the stingers.
I don't know why.
You're doing a fine job. That's the wrong one. But that's all right. Let it play out.
Go figure.
That's all right.
Okay, yeah.
Connor's turning red now. You're just letting that theme song play.
Take two.
This is 22. I'll be on service.
There it is. Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.